Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, 1-6. Now, we're going to talk here about giving certain gifts to the Kohanim on Yom Tov. There are 24 different gifts that are given to the Kohen by the Torah, the most famous of which is Truma, but there are many others. Now, when it comes to Truma, that is the gift that's taken from agricultural produce, let's say from grain, you separate, let's say, a 50th of it, and one gives it to the Kohen, that's called Truma Gadola. Now, to do so on Yom Tov is forbidden, because on both Shabbos and Yom Tov, the rabbi said, even though mid Oraisa from the Torah would be permitted to separate Truma Samaisras, because not a malacha, it looks like a malacha, in as much as you're taking something which was inedible, it's called tevel, inedible foodstuffs, because you cannot eat produce prior to removing the Truma, and then you're fixing it, so to speak, you're being metakenet, you're fixing it by removing the tevel and making it edible. And therefore, the rabbi said that since it looks like metaken kli, fixing something, which is a tolda of the one of the third time malachas called makah bapatish, the final hammer blow, therefore one may not separate trumas and maestras, let's focus on truma here, truma from produce on Shabbos and Yom Tov. When the rabbis made that gezerah, as far as our mission is concerned, they part and parcel said, not only may you not separate truma on Yom Tov, you also can't give it to a Kohen. They figured if people are going to be giving truma to Kohen, the next thing you know, the whole spirit of this will be broken. And therefore, according to how the mission understands things, we're not giving truma to a Kohen, even for a truma that had been separated before Yom Tov or Shabbos. This is not a Yom Tov thing to do. Now, in contrast to separating truma from produce, there's a separate mitzvah. One of the other 24 gifts given to Kohanim is challah. Challah is a piece of the dough that's separated from dough when one's making it to make bread and given to a Kohen. Now, on Yom Tov, the rabbis permitted us to make dough so we could have fresh bread on Yom Tov. The obligation to separate the hafrashas challah, the challah gift, it's called challah, don't get it mixed up with the challah we'd on Shabbos, the challah gift, the bit of dough given to the Kohen. So the obligation kicks in only once you start mixing the water and flour together. And that doesn't need to be done before Yom Tov, because then you'd have stale dough, stale bread. Therefore, it's necessarily the case that if you're making bread on Yom Tov, you're going to have to do the hafrashas challah to separate it and put the dough aside. The question that our Mishnah wants to consider is, while it's certainly permitted to separate the challah, is it, unlike separating truma, is it permitted to give the fresh challah, that challah gift, to a Kohen on Yom Tov? Or is that prohibited, just like it's prohibited, to give the separated truma on Yom Tov? And similarly, while it's added, there's something else that's very much analogous to this, which is the separation of certain gifts from meat, chulin, regular meat, not sacrificial meat, that's also given to the Kohanim. Specifically, when one shechts, slaughters a behema, domesticated livestock, cows, goats, and sheep, so there's a mitzvah from the Torah to give three gifts to the Kohen from that slaughtered animal, known as the zroa, the lechayim, and the keva. The zroa is the foreleg, the right foreleg. It's really the upper two joints of the right foreleg, called zroa. You also have the lechayim, which is basically the lechi is the jawbone, lower jawbone, so that includes the kind of the meat of the cheeks as well as the tongue. And the keva is the fourth of the four stomachs in a cow, the abomasum in English, which is useful for making cheese. Now, just as one is permitted to make dough and bread on Yom Tov so it should be fresh, one is allowed to slaughter an animal, shechita, so you can have fresh meat on Yom Tov. Now, our Mishnah will also consider the giving of those gifts. Now, the Zroa, Lechayim, and Keva are referred to as the matanos, the gifts, the generic matanos, the gifts that are given from meat, about giving that to a Kohen on Yom Tov. The difference between matanos, the meat gifts, and the other gifts of Truma and Challah, is that when it comes to a matana of meat, even if you don't separate it, the meat remains permitted. You don't have to give the Kohen the Zroa, Lechayim, and Keva to eat other parts of the animal. In contrast, you do need to separate maybe not give, but at least separate out truma and challah before eating from produce or dough, respectively. So the question is, may one give... So therefore, for sure, there's no prohibition in separating the matanos. One wouldn't need to do it, but it's not considered fixing anyways. It's not tikkun because the meat is permitted from before. Before you separate out the matanos. But normally one would separate the matana on Yom Tov because that's a necessity just so you don't accidentally eat some forbidden meat that belongs to... Not forbidden, meaning it's the Kohen's meat, so you shouldn't eat it. But the question is, again, may one give from those matanos, those meat gifts, to the Kohanim on Yom Tov, or does one have to wait till after Yom Tov to give them? Meaning, is it analogous to the prohibition of delivering truma gifts on Yom Tov, which one may not do, or is it analogous, or is it not included in that and is permitted? So now the Mishnah says inside, Beishamai omrim, Beishamai hold ein molichin chala umatanos lekohen b'Yom Tov. Beishamai say one may not deliver the hafrashas chala, the dough gift, or the matanos, the meat gift, to a kohen on Yom Tov. Even though one may separate them, one cannot deliver them. Bein shehumra me'emesh, whether they were separated before Yom Tov, bein shehurmu mehayom, or whether they were separated today, both the challah and the other matanos, doesn't make a difference. Ubeishil matirin, beishil say yes, you may deliver them to a kohen. In other words, beishamai hold, as we'll see more in a moment, when the rabbis said, not only can you not separate truma, you also can't deliver it. They meant no delivering of any gifts to Kohanim on Yom Tov, said the rabbis. But necessarily, since you're allowed to separate the challah and the different matanos on Yom Tov, you have no option of that really, but just not deliver it. And Beis Hillel say no. When the rabbis said when it came to truma, you can't separate it and you can't deliver, they meant, yeah, that's because when it comes to truma, those gifts should be separated before Yom Tov, can't be separated on Yom Tov, and the chiyuv will never kick in on Yom Tov because you don't have the obligation to separate truma until you do meruach akri, the finishing of the working of the produce and the smoothing off of the pile, and that's not done on Yom Tov. Okay, so again, Beis Shammai say you can separate but not deliver to a kohen challah and matanos, and Beis Hillel say you can separate and deliver. Just a worthy of note, when we're saying that you can't delivering it like molich, to bring to, that's lav dafka. It doesn't mean specifically bring to. Let's say if a person had a kohen living in his house, he also couldn't give it to a kohen in his house, according to Beis Shammai. Okay. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say, Amr lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai tried to give a compelling rationale, based on logic, why the prohibition of bringing truma to a kohen on Yom Tov should also be extended to the bringing of challah and matanos. They say gezeirah shava. Now, gezeirah shava actually is a technical term. Gezeirah shava is one of the 13 midos shatorah nedreshes behen, one of the 13 exegetical tools that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai to extrapolate halachas out of the Torah text. And the basic idea is, in a gezeirah shava, a technical gezeirah shava, that you have two words or phrases that apply in two different halachic phenomena, and the gezeirah shava says the rules that apply to one should be applying equally to the other. So that's the idea. But here in our Mishnah, there's certainly not a technical gezeirah shava, a real gezeirah shava. There's no psukim. This is all rabbinic in nature. There's no verses that are being darshened and applying a real gezeirah shava. But the idea of a gezeirah shava is, he's borrowing the term, Beis Shammai is, because gezeirah shava, one pshat is like, ligzor is like to hew, like wood, to chop wood, and shaveh means equal, so like it's equal chopping, it's like an equal, you know, one size fits all. The idea of gezeirah shava, one size fits all in halachas, Beis Shammai saying should apply to the giving of both the truma gift as well as the matanos and the challah gift. And here's what he says. He says, chalo matanos, matana lekohen, just as when it comes to the dough gift and the meat gifts, it's a gift to the kohen. Utruma matana lekohen, and someone goes to with the truma, the first tithe that's given to kohanim from produce, also it's a gift to the kohen.
And it's gezeira shava. The same rule should apply. Kishem she'en molichin es a truma. Just as you can't bring truma that was separate even before Yom Tov on Yom Tov to a Kohen, kach ein molichin es a matanos. So too, you shouldn't be able to bring matanos, meaning the meat gifts, or the challah for that matter, even if it was separated from before Yom Tov and on Yom Tov as well. Amr lehem beis hillel, but beis hillel reject that line of reasoning. They say, lo, nothing doing. Imamartim betruma. If you want to talk about truma, she'ena zakai baharamasa. When it comes to separating truma, the Kohen isn't going to be able to acquire it on Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to separate truma and Yom Tov in the first place. And there's no way that ever could kick in. So therefore, that's why you can't separate and you can't deliver it. Tomru b'matanos. So how could you possibly talk about a different halachic phenomenon altogether of the gifts from the meat and also the challah, shezakai baharamasan, that the Kohen is allowed to acquire it, meaning not physically deliver it, but to own it, as soon as you separate out the challah, becomes a property of the Kohanim. And same goes with the matanos. When you shech the animal, you say, here is the Zerah L'chaim and Keva, that belongs to the Kohanim collectively. So they own it now, even if they just have to take possession until later. So therefore, you can't equate the two, because you can't separate and be mezaka and make Kohanim own truma. So therefore, while truma can't be separated and therefore can't be delivered, challah and matanos, which can be separated, can also be delivered, say, beis hillel. Now, halacha lemaisa is actually more lenient than this. Interestingly, the Gemara ends up saying that this the machlokas, as the Mishnah has it, is pushed off in favor of a version by Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi has a brayos over there that says everyone agrees that you're, not what the Mishnah says, but Rabbi Yossi says, and the halacha says, everybody agrees you may deliver challah and you may deliver matanos to a Kohen, but the machlokas was simply the bringing of truma, which had been separated from before. Beis Shammai hold, you can't bring truma separate before, you can't give truma separate before Yom Tov on Yom Tov to a Kohen, and Beis Hillel say, yes, you can. And the halacha is going to be like Beis Hillel, which means a person may give all of the above to a Kohen on Yom Tov. He can give truma, he can give the meat matanos, he can give challah, all can be given to a Kohen on Yom Tov. You can even carry it through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because it's Yom Tov and you're allowed to carry. What you can't do is separate truma on Yom Tov. But challah you could, and the matanos you could for sure. And that will be the din.